This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Brand new microphone, by the way. I'd love to hear what you guys think of it. If it sounds any different, any better, any clearer. One of the most expensive microphones anywhere in radio is now installed in my studio. And so, how does it sound? Give me an email. Give me a tweet. Email me at wayneroot@gmail.com. Love to hear what you think. New microphone in play, baby. It looks good. It feels good. Donald Trump. Another great day in Trump land. War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. USA Radio as well as Newsmax TV. Donald Trump and the Nobel Peace Prize. How does that sound? Nobody hit it quicker than Wayne Allyn Root. I hit it last week already. Last week early. Several times last week I tweeted out, Facebook post out, Donald Trump should now win the Nobel Peace Prize for bringing peace to South Korea and North Korea. And now South Korea's president says Donald Trump deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. So my question to you is, are you liberal? Is your head exploding? Do you need to enter a mental institution? Do you need a snowflake break in a crying room? Because your life has just hit an absolute all-time low. Donald Trump will win the Peace Prize deservedly. He earned it that Obama never earned, never deserved, and got 5 minutes before he'd ever done anything. Why did Obama ever get a Peace Prize? Why did he deserve a Nobel Peace Prize? He didn't. It was a joke. He never earned it in 8 years as president, but he got it in the first 5 minutes for doing nothing. And now Trump will have actually earned the Nobel Peace Prize, just like Obama ruined the economy for 8 years and never took credit for it. Actually, took credit for what a great job he did. The millions of low-paying, crappy, low-wage, no health insurance jobs. Never, ever admitted he created nothing but part-time, crappy jobs that the only people that would want were an illegal immigrant. That's it. An alien would want the jobs of Barack Obama. But Trump has created full-time, real, high-wage, middle-class living jobs, manufacturing jobs, real jobs. Nothing under Obama but retail jobs, you know, working in some clothing store for minimum wage, cleaning at a bar, dishwasher, waiter, waitress, bartender, cleaning toilet bowls, maids, you know, cleaning yards, yard worker, gardener, garbage man. That's kind of the entire extent of the jobs that Barack Obama created for 8 years. Jobs that nobody wants. No one really wants at all. And jobs that pay virtually nothing. Dirt wages. And good wages are the kind of jobs that Donald Trump has created. And now he's going to win a Nobel Peace Prize. Well, actually, we'll know how corrupt the system is because we don't know if he'll win it. He may not win it. They gave it to Obama, so probably they'll never give it to Trump, right? He earned it. Why would they give it to the guy who earned it? Matter of fact, they might give Trump's Nobel Peace Prize, they might turn around and give it to Obama again. Trump created peace in Korea. North and South Korea, peace. Give the award to Obama. He didn't earn it the first time. Maybe now you give it to him when he's not even in office anymore. Perfect. So another great day in Trump land. Liberals' heads exploding. Donald Trump deserves the Nobel Peace Prize, says South Korea's president. And then even better, more liberal heads exploding. Dramatic press conference in Jerusalem. Aimed at the international community, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today unveiled a cache of secret files he says were obtained from inside a hidden Iranian site and clearly demonstrate that Tehran maintained a secret nuclear weapons program despite declarations to the contrary. And Trump says, see, I was right all along. Trump proclaims Netanyahu announcement on Iran shows I've been 100% right. Liberals have got to be dying. Of course, they're always in denial, right? They live on the River Nile. They're in denial. They live on denial. And he didn't make peace in Korea. Obama did. Really? How come it's happening now? And what are they talking about? Netanyahu's a liar like Trump. Iran's not been cheating, really? So he's got proof Iran's cheating. He's telling the world he has proof Iran's cheating. He's willing to show it to the world, but, you know, you're in denial again. No, of course not. Iran's honest. The mullahs are honest. Yeah, right. From White House Rose Garden podium this afternoon, President Donald Trump declared he has been 100% right on continued Iran nuclear development, and brand new evidence from Israeli Prime Minister proves that. Moments before Trump and Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari held a press conference in the White House Rose Garden. That's amazing. The Nigerian president is sitting in the White House Rose Garden. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu took to television airwaves, announced he was in possession of intelligence that proves Tehran has been running a secret nuclear weapons program. So here's the sum up of all this. President Trump, by the way, was asked about Netanyahu's announcement moments later. He was asked if he made a decision on whether to pull out of the Iranian nuclear deal. And if Trump does decide to pull out, does it send the wrong message to North Korea regarding a potential nuclear deal there? No, I think it sends the right message. Trump said, in 7 years, that deal will have expired and Iran is free to go ahead and create nuclear weapons. That's not acceptable. 7 years is tomorrow. If anything, it's proven right. What Israel's done today with the news conference and Prime Minister Netanyahu just gave a very, I got to see a little bit of it, said Trump. This is just not an acceptable situation. I've been saying that's happening. They're not sitting back idly. They're setting off missiles, which they say are for television purposes. I don't think so. We'll see what happens, said Trump, who remarked that many have said they believe they know what he's going to do, meaning they believe he's going to pull out of the Iran deal. That doesn't mean we won't negotiate a real agreement, he said. He added the current agreement wasn't approved by too many people. It's a horrible agreement for the United States, including the fact that Mr. President Buhari, that we gave Iran $150 billion and $1.8 billion in cash. Nigeria would like some of that. You know what we got? We got nothing, he said of the Iran deal. Trump concluded, I think if anything, what's happening today, what's happened over the last little while, what we've learned has really shown I've been 100% right. And I agree. I agree, President Trump. You are 100% right. I'll say it again. President Trump reminds me of my dad. My dad, David Root, was a butcher, and he wore a white apron with bloodstains, and he spoke in very simple language. It was like Trump's press conference on, was it Friday or was it Saturday? I think it was over the weekend. I think it was Saturday. Yeah, because the White House Correspondents' Dinner, I think, was Saturday night, right? So Saturday night, Trump has a press conference in Michigan, and he said, did you see us bombing Syria? Boom, boom, bing. That's something my dad would have said, right? And I would have rolled my eyes and gone, oh, gosh. I would have wanted to hide, right? And then I realized later my dad was right about everything. The older you get, the more you realize your father is such a smart man. He's right about everything. My dad was right about everything. My dad was brilliant. My dad had wisdom. And he said everything in simple ways like a butcher, and he was always right. And it's just interesting because boom, boom, bing. There's no president in history that would describe a bombing of Syria as boom, boom, bing. Did you see those bombs go off? See those missiles go off? Boom, boom, bing. Only Trump. But the people loved it. It was a vintage Trump. He's going to win by a landslide in 2020. My guess is he even carries the losertarian Republicans in Congress to a victory this November. It's going to be tough. You'd have to pull him on a rowboat through a port, Mr. President, by your teeth. Pull them on a rope inside your mouth with your teeth gripping the rope. Pull the rowboats of 435 Congress people and pull the Republican Party to victory. It's not going to be easy, but they're such dopes and such mopes and such losers, losertarians. And they don't even support Trump, these Republican establishment losers. And Trump says to Netanyahu, it's just not an acceptable situation. He says it's not an acceptable situation. But here's the really interesting part of all this. Hold on, I got to find it. I had it here. Hold on. Here it is. Obama got played. He paid the Ayatollahs billions in bribes, and less than 3 years later, they caught cheating and building nukes. On January 17, 2016, a cargo plane with $400 million in foreign currencies on a pallet was secretly sent to Iran. This is the same day the Iranian regime released four American hostages. By the way, Obama should get in trouble just for that. I don't know if you can go to prison. I have no idea if you could actually prosecute an American president. But I believe he broke the law. You're not allowed to pay for hostages. We don't pay ransoms in the United States of America. It just encourages more terrorism. And Obama ignored that and paid ransom, but more importantly, committed fraud to do it. He hid the money in an unmarked cargo plane, which landed in Europe and changed the American bills for Swiss francs. So he could look in the camera and say, I didn't pay American dollars for ransom. And it wasn't a ransom. Meanwhile, the plane landed and the hostages took off only after the plane landed. Obama lied. That's a ransom. And he may have given the Iranian regime as much as $33.6 billion. And in less than 3 years of the agreement, the Iranians were caught cheating and building nukes. Prime Minister Netanyahu revealed a cache of documents he says proves Iran lied to the world about its nuclear program for years. Even after the 2015 nuclear deal, Iran did not come clean about its nuclear program. Iran, for its part, blessed the speech as propaganda, but Netanyahu presented 55,000 pages of documents, 183 CDs. Iran hid an atomic archive of documents on its nuclear program. So, Trump could win the Nobel Peace Prize twice. Can you win it twice? Twice in the same year? Can they give a double Nobel Peace Prize? Can they give a Nobel booby prize to Obama for giving away billions of dollars of your money to Iranian mullahs? And Trump's been right 100% from the beginning. And then Trump comes out. I swear Trump reads all my books and he reads all my articles. I swear to you. Because if you look at my books, it says Trump's whole campaign should be built around term limits. The wall, illegal immigration, tax cuts, kill Obamacare and term limits. And now Trump comes out today. He's never mentioned anything about term limits. He blasts the swamp, puts Congress on notice about term limits. He met with a group of bipartisan freshman lawmakers who feel strongly in favor of congressional term limits. Trump tweeted his support for the effort and endorsed the lawmakers. Drain the swamp. Got to get rid of Nancy Pelosi. Got to get rid of Dianne Feinstein. John McCain. We don't want to get rid of him as in, I don't want you to die, John, but he is dying of cancer. But I want to get you out of the Senate. And Maxine Waters, people like that, have been in politics for decades. What are we doing with them? Trump said, I had a terrific meeting with a bipartisan group of freshman lawmakers who feel very strongly in favor of congressional term limits. I gave them my full support and endorsement for their efforts. Hashtag drain the swamp. And then he said, American citizens aren't financing a retirement home for corrupt politicians any longer. Finally, term limits now. I love it. Term limits, baby. That's what Trump, on the right message. Worn out. Be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet-resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Want to add three more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just three of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, PrepareWithWayne.com. PrepareWithWayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or PrepareWithWayne.com.
War now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn, War Now on USA Radio Newsmax TV. I'm your SOB, son of a butcher. I will always think like a butcher. You give me $1 billion like Howard Stern or Rush Limbaugh, and I'd still think like a son of a butcher. I will always be my father's son, David Root's son, Wayne Allyn, relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, relentless patriot, defender of all things American. I'm a capitalist evangelist and American made and proud of it. By the way, I've given a new name to the third hour of this show. Even though this whole show is worn out, the Wayne Allyn Show, the third hour is my Newsmax Power Hour, and I'm going to call it the aftermath. You know, because the day is over. It's 6 o'clock. Show starts at 8 o'clock East Coast time. Right now it's 6 East Coast time. This is hour number one. But by the third hour, it's the 8 p.m. hour on the East Coast time. The day is over. The news is over. The media doesn't report anything new overnight. Everything that's been reported is all that will be reported, and I'm there to provide my reaction, the aftermath. The day is over. That third hour is the aftermath of War Now, the Wayne Allyn Show, in the Newsmax Power Hour. Listen, the most important thing to know about me is I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. I fight for American citizens, not illegals. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Love to take your calls. Not just in the third hour at Newsmax, all hours, all 3 hours. If I see the phone lines lit up, I'd love to grab your calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, as in Wayne Allyn Root, 833-927-8255. My website, rootforamerica.com. You can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. Some of the big news stories of the day. You know, I've said from the beginning, take everything Stormy Daniels says with a grain of salt. Now, whether she had sex with the president 10 years ago before he was president. I don't care. Did it happen? I don't know. Probably, but I don't know. It's not a fact. But let's say she did. This is all about publicity. She doesn't care about the country. She doesn't care about you. She doesn't care about the peace between South and North Korea. She doesn't care about the Iran treaty. She lies on her back and has sex with multiple men for a living in porn movies. What do you think she thinks about all day long? Making money. And so here's a story. Strip club patrons arrive hours early to see Stormy Daniels appear at Dallas-Fort Worth strip clubs. So she's appearing, you know, my company, USA Radio, now based in Dallas, and she's in Dallas. So if you're all listening, all my USA friends and employees, Stormy Daniels is in town. She's hit the big D. She's the triple D, and she's hit the big D. And her lawsuit against the President of the United States is all about making money. They're lining up hours early because she's famous. This is America, right? Everybody gets their stupid 15 minutes of fame, and that's what this is all about. She sat down 2 weeks ago with the co-host of The View, right? And then she was on, what was she on, 60 Minutes. This is all about getting rich, and people are lining up. You know, she just thinks too small. Someone like Donald Trump fails. One of his projects fails, and he makes $50 million. She's succeeding, and there's an hours-long line waiting to get a lap dance with her. She charges $40 for a lap dance instead of the usual $20. Boy, that's called a small thinker, right? All right. Stormy Daniels, it's all about the money, okay? That's just follow the money. And then how about Kanye West? I love the guy. He's inspired me. He said, blacks don't have to be Democrats. I say Jews don't have to be Democrats. I'm Jewish. I'm sick of a lifetime listening to my Jewish friends who are brilliant, who I love, who have the greatest, biggest personalities in the world, who make money like nobody in the world. Jews are the greatest educated, successful people in the world, the best business owners, good people, good bosses, good husbands, good wives, good parents. Jews do a lot of things great. I'm Jewish. I spent all my life complimenting Jews. One thing I don't compliment on, their politics. It's wrong. It's absurd. It's ignorant. They're voting against their own best interests. Jews don't have to be Democrats. What are you doing? Voting with welfare addicts and illegal aliens. Stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And Kanye West is now saying the same thing about his black brethren. Twitter erupts after Kanye West goes there. He tweets about Republicans freeing the slaves. Twitter erupted. He posted a screenshot of a text exchange he had with a friend about Abraham Lincoln. Abe Lincoln freed and protected the slaves, and he was a Republican. Republicans are the ones who helped black people. Democrats protected the right to the slave owners of the South. And Kanye West said, I'm going to tweet this. His friend Steve said, those are the facts. Liberals started attacking Kanye West by pushing the big lies that the party switched. But there wasn't a switch. Democrats have continued to destroy the black community with welfare and Section 8 housing while telling them they're victims. Oh, my God. Liberals must be fainting all over the world. Fainting. A rapper called on the Crips gang to F Kanye West up. We'll get back. We'll tell you about it. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You'll receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Today, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu revealed a group of documents he said proved Iran lied to the world about its nuclear program for years, even after the 2015 nuclear deal was signed with the world. In a primetime address in Israel, Netanyahu laid out his case.
Here's what the files included. Incriminating documents, incriminating charts, incriminating presentations, incriminating blueprints, incriminating photos. We've shared this material with the United States, and the United States can vouch for its authenticity.
President Donald Trump indicated today that he supports term limits for members of Congress. In a tweet, Trump said he recently met with freshman lawmakers who would like to see term limits imposed on those who work in the House and Senate chambers. If you remember back in the 2016 presidential election, then-candidate Trump was also a fan of term limits. This is USA Radio News.
Attention ladies, is your bladder bothering you or controlling your life? Do you want to sleep through a night without getting up all the time? Do you want to keep your active lifestyle, freedom, without looking for bathrooms all the time, plus regain your confidence? Well, now you can with Better Woman. Better Woman is an all-natural supplement specifically formulated with 20 pure Chinese herbs. It works to improve your bladder control with no side effects or harsh chemicals. Better Woman has been helping women with bladder control problems since 2002. Thousands have trusted us. We want to help you. Call right now and learn how to get a free bonus bottle, a $45 value, and join thousands of women to get your bladder control back. Better Woman is freedom in a bottle. Call now and find out how to get a free bonus bottle of Better Woman.
800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, welcome back. Late on the Root War now. USA Radio. Blue Blocker is the sponsor of this segment of the show. How good are Blue Blockers? America's astronauts use the same Blue Blocker formula in outer space. That's how good they are. Over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. That's how good they are. They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great. Instead of the UVA, UVB, and blue light, Blue Blocker sunglasses are the most protective sunglasses you can ever own. You can hit the lens with a hammer, the lens won't shatter. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. So basically, you order two pairs, it's $20 a pop plus postage. Where are you going to find those? Sunglasses that good, look that good, look that stylish, look that expensive for $20 a pop in a typical mall? You can't find it. You cannot find it. If you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777. Just remember, 77 Sunset Strip, 800-722-7777. The great Joe Sugarman, while you're on the phone, thank him for being a sponsor of War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. He's a patriot, he's a conservative, he's a Trumper, he's a great guy. He deserves your thanks. So give him a ring and thank him for sponsoring the show. You don't want to lose this show. You don't want to lose any of the conservative shows on Newsmax TV, on Fox News, on USA Radio, any of them. 800-722-7777. We've got to thank our advertisers. All right, we got our guest. Boris Epstein is on the line, chief political analyst for Sinclair Broadcast Group, former special assistant to President Trump. His newsletter is called Breakfast with Boris. Hey, Boris, how are you?
Wayne, how are you, my man? Good to talk to you.
Good. This is becoming a regular thing. I enjoy having you on. We're fellow Jewish Republican conservatives as well. Fellow Jewish Republican conservatives, right? Not too many of us.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it.
You know, one thing I gotta say, it wasn't on our planned questions, but I gotta mention something. Kanye West has been saying, you know, he stirred up so much controversy by saying blacks don't have to be Democrats. I'm about to write my column. Jews don't have to be Democrats. Why are our fellow Jews such Democrats? Seems to me that we are the perfect Republicans. Business owners, educated, love family, love God. We should absolutely positively be Republicans. Any idea why you think so many Jewish people are Democrats?
Well, you know, I think that's changing. And first of all, I agree with you completely, Wayne, that we need to break identity politics in this country. I think this Kanye West back and forth with the president has been a big step there. There are actually numbers that are showing that a lot of millennials, young people, are now trending toward Republicans. Support for Democrats is down by almost 10% in 2 years among young people. And among Jewish people, you know, I think a lot of the younger Jewish folks actually do tend to be closer to being Republican or neoconservative. A lot of the older folks are part of the part of the 60s and the 70s, and then grew up in that movement. So, you know, you are seeing many more conservative folks of our background. And just being in New York, you know, there are, fortunately, a lot of people, a lot of Jewish people who are friends of mine who are conservatives. A lot are liberals, though. But over time, my sense is that the issue of Israel is going to be one that drives more and more folks, at least I hope so, toward the Republican Party, toward the conservative perspective.
It seems to be a religious issue. Like, I am not a super religious Jew in any way, shape, or form. And when you meet Reform Jews, they're all liberal Democrats. I mean the kind that hate Donald Trump and who are obsessed with hatred for Donald Trump. When you meet Orthodox Jews who wear a yarmulke, almost all of them are Republicans who love Donald Trump. So it seems like it breaks down along religious lines. I just don't understand why the non-religious.
In my experience, again, a lot of it is more age based than religious based. But I do somewhat agree with you that I think a lot of folks who are reform and all that do tend toward the liberal perspective. But you know what they say when you're if you are in college and if you're young and you're a conservative. There's one way to look at things. If you're older and you're a Democrat, it's a different way to look at things. You know what I mean?
When you say young people, I got to tell you, I think people under the age of 40, Jewish people under the age of 40, tend to be at this point more conservative than older ones. But I think when you're under the age of 25, you tend to be a liberal. That was the famous Winston Churchill quote you were kind of quoting, right? I mean, the ones in college have never made money. They've never owned a business. They've never paid taxes. They don't know anything about the real world. They tend to be liberal. Once you get to be out of college and you're under 40, I think Some of them are going more conservative, and then the older ones are just set in their ways, and they just don't change. I think that kind of explains the transitions, I think.
Yeah, I mean, those are general trends, obviously. You know, you've got a lot of outliers there, but I think that's the general trend. People who are younger, people in high school and college, they tend to be more liberal, idealistic. Again, that's a generic general trend. People who are, in those ages from, called 25 to maybe early 50s, maybe skew a little more conservative. And then the folks who are older skew whichever way that, their beliefs are classified.
It also depends where you're from. Like, I happen to be, I was born in America, but my grandparents were German Jewish on one side, Russian Jewish on the other. And whenever I meet Russian Jews, they tend to be conservative or Republican. You are from Russia, correct? You were born and raised in Russia?
I came when I was 11, yeah, but I was born in Russia. But again, even with that, there are a lot of folks who are from my similar background who, skew much more liberal. So I think it's a little bit of a difficult line to draw. But here's one thing for sure. Jews who worry about Israel, Jews who support the state of Israel, should be voting Republican. That's my perspective.
Yes. Well, I think anybody who wants, who supports America should vote Republican. Forget Israel. I love Israel. But if you support America and you're a patriot, you should be a Republican. But anyway, I'm going to tackle that issue. I'm going to try and write that. Jews don't have to be Democrats, and I'm going to base it on Kanye West's rant, and I'm going to try and come up with all the reasons why I think Jews should switch to the Republican Party, and so hopefully you'll see that and you'll share that with your crowd.
Yeah, there's a Republican Jewish coalition, the RJC.
Yeah,
does a great job, Senator.
Yes,
Senator.
Yeah, I found
it. The chairman, and it's growing.
Yeah, by the way, they're all good friends of ours. They're all good friends of mine. I founded the Nevada State Chapter of the Republican Jewish Coalition was founded by me in the early 2000s. I think 2003 or 2004. So we held all the events at the Venetian with Sheldon Adelson's hotel, and Sheldon used to show up at almost all my events. So Matthew Brooks is the national executive director of the
Matt's a good friend. Yep, that's right.
Yeah, well, tell Matt, next time you speak to him, tell him Wainwright says hi. Matt's been a guest on my show many times, and him and I were at many events together when I ran the Nevada Republican Jewish Coalition, and may yet again. All right, let's get back to the real issue we had John for, which is the White House Correspondents' Dinner. You attended in D.C., correct?
I did, yeah, I attended.
And were you just shocked and outraged? That comedian is just disgusting, yeah?
Yeah, I was disgusted. And what's interesting, Wayne, is that, actually that's what my segment is on today. If people go to Bottom Line with Boris or go to my Twitter at BorisDP, you can see my segment tomorrow. It'll be in the Breakfast with Boris. My segment is all about this. In the beginning of the night, and it's a four-hour event, it's a long affair, and in the beginning of the night, there's a lot of, cordial relations in the room, there's a lot of positivity in the room, and it all got completely thrown out the window as soon as Michelle Wolf started. It was totally unnecessary, it was divisive, it was disgusting, it was completely unfair and disrespectful to Kellyanne Conway, Counselor to the President, and to Sarah Huckabee Sanders, of course, Press Secretary, who was sitting there with so much grace and withstood that onslaught. So it was disgusting. It was disappointing. And I hope the Correspondents Association does something different next year. And there have now been statements that looks like they are considering doing something different next year.
They should, because, we're supposed to have fun in a negative way. You can attack somebody. I don't have a problem with that. If you're fair, if you attack the right and the left equally, and you do it in a fun way, I have no problem. But what she was saying about Sarah Huckabee Sanders is just disgusting, beyond the pale, offensive, horrible. I didn't see what she said about Melania, but I heard she said horrible things about Melania, too. And I didn't hear that. I only heard about the
Ivanka. She said negative things about Ivanka.
Got it.
The president's daughter. I don't quite remember anything about the first lady.
Okay,
It was just overall, out of place. And it was sad. This is supposed to be an event that brings people together. And, let's be honest, there is a schism, there's a divide in this country between the media, which a lot of them skew left, and then the overall American population. And events like that one just add to that divide where they should chip away at it.
Right. I agree. I mean, what I was saying about the Jewish people applies equally to the media, I'm a member of the Jewish tribe, and I'm a member of the media. And everywhere I go, every friend I've got, every Jewish friend's a liberal, and every member of the media's a liberal. It's like I can't win no matter where I go. I don't know why my life is uphill like this, but everyone I choose to be friends with is a big liberal. Anyway, there was a tweet I saw. Now, it's funny, because I have about 175,000 followers on Twitter and Facebook, and whenever I go in and I look at my tweets, you know, hundreds of them go by at once, kind of. So it's hard to see any one, but one came up involving you. At the very moment I got on yesterday, or maybe it was even this morning, I think it was this morning early, I saw a tweet from you, something about, I can't remember what the topic was, but it might have been the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and some liberal jerk responded to you that, you know, you're not even an American. You immigrated here, so you're not an American. I have the nerve to say that. And I thought that was so low class, right?
It's disgusting, and, you know, that's what the left has descended to now, saying that those who disagree with them are not even Americans, and that's why they keep losing. So they could stick to those talking points if they want, and they'll lose more and more elections.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're legal. You're legally in America. A Russian Jew came to America legally and contributes to society.
I've been a citizen, Wayne, for over 15 years. My whole family are citizens.
God,
we came here legally. We followed the process. And these people prefer a legal immigrant to someone like me who's a legal immigrant. But
hey, Boris, we got to run. Boris Epstein, he's our kind of immigrant. Legal, productive, educated, brilliant, good defender of President Trump, my kind of guy. And my member of the tribe. Hey, Boris, thanks for coming on. Boris Epstein, be right back. We're now.
Attention, ladies. Is your bladder bothering you or controlling your life? Do you want to sleep through a night without getting up all the time? Do you want to keep your active lifestyle, freedom, without looking for bathrooms all the time, plus regain your confidence? Well, now you can with Better Woman. Better Woman is an all-natural supplement specifically formulated with 20 pure Chinese herbs. It works to improve your bladder control with no side effects or harsh chemicals. Better Woman has been helping women with bladder control problems since 2002. Thousands have trusted us. We want to help you. Call right now and learn how to get a free bonus bottle, a $45 value, and join thousands of women to get your bladder control back. Better Woman is freedom in a bottle. Call now and find out how to get a free bonus bottle of Better Woman.
800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hey, moms and dads. There's a new True Blue American Hero in theaters now.
In fact, I thought of a name for him.
His name is Stubby.
Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero, is a heartwarming animated adventure for the whole family based on the incredible true story of America's most decorated dog.
I confer the honorary rank of sergeant on Stubby, the regimental mascot.
You can all learn something from him.
Now playing in theaters nationwide. Go see it today.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
War now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All right, Wayne on the Roots. My Patriot Supply is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Whenever a major crisis strikes, be it a hurricane, wildfire, earthquake, or terrorist attack, the emergency personnel get overwhelmed, which means they can't rescue everyone as fast as you need to. The truth is, you are the best first responder. It's your responsibility to prepare so you can protect your family in a crisis. Think yourself as a first responder. And this is the day to prove it. Build your emergency food supply. Get this special double offer from my friends at My Patriot Supply. Buy a two-week emergency food kit and get one free. That's right, buy one free. Buy one, get one free. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com, a website they created just for the listeners of this show. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. These foods last up to 25 years in storage. Both two-week emergency food kits are shipped free discreetly to your home. Supplies of this BOGO are limited. BOGO, I don't even know what that means. I get these ads sometimes, and there's some word that I have no idea what that means. Supplies of this BOGO. If anyone out there know what that means, if you do, email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. The supplies are limited. The sale is ending soon. Do it now and know you're prepared for the worst. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. B-O-G-O. I don't know what that means. I have no idea. All right, so here's one of the jokes the comedian cracked at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. This comedian gal, Michelle Wolf, who makes me sick to my stomach. President Trump skipped the event, held a rally in Michigan, went out of his way to talk to real American middle-class people. And this is why he's winning the election. He's winning everybody over. They make jokes about abortion, murdering babies. And he's at rallies saying, boom, boom, bing. That's my kind of guy. Just reminds me of my dad. Comedian Michelle Wolf cracked a gruesome abortion joke, and the liberals loved it. She said, Mike Pence is very anti-choice. He thinks abortion's murder, which, first of all, don't knock it till you try it. This is her talking. Don't ever accuse Wayne Root of anything. It's not Wayne talking. He thinks abortion's murder, which, first of all, don't knock it till you try it. And when you do try it, really knock it. You know, because you got to get the babe out of there. Oh, my gosh. That's unbelievable. That's amazing that you could say something. She made a joke about the murder of babies. Made a joke about the murder of babies. How do liberals get away with this? How is your career not completely ruined? You know, and it should be completely 100% ruined. Look at Kathy Griffin. She's a maniac. She's mentally ill. Did you see her on The View? I won't even comment. I'll get in trouble if I make a comment about her face, but she does look like a Muppet. She looks like someone's got their hand up her back, and they're squeezing it to make her facial expressions move. Because her face, number one, is frozen. Number two, she's got way too much makeup on. She looks like a clown. And number three, she cut her hair short, and she just looks like a Muppet. And she curses up a storm on ABC's The View during a profane Trump rant. She never even learned her lesson. These people are mentally ill. Kathy Griffin seemed to forget she was on the morning television show when she dropped the F-bomb multiple times. What? Are you kidding me? She dropped the F-bomb on national TV and cursed throughout her appearance on The View. This is what liberals are, filthy, foul-mouthed people who... They must have never had mothers who washed their mouth out. You need a mother, Kathy Griffin and Michelle Wolf, to wash your filthy, stinking mouths out. You're disgusting. A lady doesn't use the F word in public. Okay? It's disgusting. The comedian had to have her mic cut multiple times. Co-host Joy Behar appeared to attempt to get Griffin to keep things PG but failed. The 57-year-old once again took back her apology after she nearly lost her career for posing with a bloody Trump mask. Yeah, I take the apology back, she told hosts. F him. She didn't use F, she used the whole word. And Don Jr. and Eric, or as I call them, Eddie Munster and date rape. I'm not holding back on this family. This president is different. And I've been through the mill. So now I'm back on the road. I sold out Carnegie Hall in less than 24 hours. Of course she did. It's filled with liberal, mentally ill nutcases who are obsessed with hatred for a president who's about to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Are you banging your heads against walls? You must be doing that now. I can just picture liberals like banging their heads against walls. Just punching themselves in the face, hitting their head against a Lucite sink. Because they just can't take it anymore. Make the pain go away. Trump's going to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Taxes are down. People have more money in their wallet. ISIS is dead. He's going to build the wall. He's going to rip up the Iran contract. There is no global warming. Trump's right about everything. That's a liberal banging their head against the wall. Griffin, who previously said on social media she went too far with the photo shoot, stressed the host she regretted apologizing. Griffin said she only apologized because she thought the photos could be offensive to people like the family of Daniel Pearl, the writer from the Wall Street Journal, was murdered by terrorists. Wow. Griffin added she doesn't need to disrespect the presidency. She believes Trump is different from previous presidents in office. Look, all I can say is the woman is mentally ill and mixed up, and so is Michelle Wolf. And the things they say are disgusting. And how about the rapper calls on the Crips gang to F up Kanye West? When he put in a tweet storm a picture of himself with a photo of himself with a Make America Great Again hat. And this rapper named Daz Dillinger. See, I think all these guys are nobodies, and they think they can make themselves famous by weighing in on a Kanye West and saying something with a curse word. Do you think you're important because you can use the F word? Who taught that F word to you? Your mama? Is that what makes you important? You need your mouth washed out with soap. I'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
.com.